This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the final weekend of the WHL's regular season as we look forward to the 2013 WHL playoffs. 15 of 16 playoff spots were spoken for heading into the weekend, with just Everett and Prince George battling for the final spot in the West. Ahead this week, the Kootenay Ice are one of the teams in the playoff mix and looked unlikely with the club sitting last place in the East mid-season. We'll hear from Ice forward Sam Reinhart on the turnaround. Calgary Hitmen forward Cody Sylvester had a big week, and he is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. And the Dickies' hardest-working player of the year will go to Saskatoon Blades forward Eric Benoit. He'll join us later. You can make it 15 straight years for the Kootenay Ice in the playoffs. Every year the team has been in Cranbrook has resulted in a postseason berth. The team clinched this week with a 3-1 home ice win over the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Ice forward Sam Reinhart was a post-game show guest with voice of the ice, Jeff Hollick.
Well, how does it feel to get a playoff spot?
It feels great, you know, coming back from going home for Christmas holidays. Was really key for us. It was perfect timing. We're a young team, obviously need to regroup. We came back with that energy we needed to really make a push, and you really see that in the standings from that. And it's pretty special what we've done, but we got to take that into consideration. That's not good enough for this organization. We really got to keep it going into playoffs.
How does it feel to have the X on your team's name now in the standings? You've clinched a playoff spot. You still have three games left, but quite a luxury now to have three games and not to be so pressure, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you can't really just wave those games off. You really got to stick to the game plan and keep good habits going. And so these three games will be really important for us for confidence as well.
Sounds like a veteran, only a second year. You and DeShano, what's been going on there with you two together lately?
I'm not too sure.
He doesn't want to pass anymore.
I don't know about that, but he gets open so nicely, and it's quite easy playing with him. It's been a lot of fun the second half with him.
Everyone's asking what you guys did so right the second half of the year. What did you see different in Lethbridge? Because they were up in third and fourth for a while in the standings. They had some injuries, I guess, but did you notice anything different from what they were doing earlier this year?
No, I'm not one to really focus on other teams too much. But you know,
they're a tough team to play against, aren't
they?
Yeah,
definitely, definitely. They got a lot of big bodies up front, thick guys, so they're pretty physical up there, but... second half gets a lot tougher, and I'm really happy with the way we came out and were able to do in the second half.
Thanks for your time tonight, Sam.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across, it's shot, goal!
How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time.
A Western Hockey League graduates fared well at the year-end CIS Awards. Former Kelowna Rocket Lucas Bludoff, a third-year forward now with St. Mary's University, has been named the CIS Player of the Year. The native of Castlegar becomes the third player in school history to claim the Senator Joseph A. Sullivan Trophy. University of Alberta netminder Curtis Muka, former Portland Winterhawk and Kamloops Blazer, was selected as the country's top goaltender. As well, Alberta forward Jordan Hickmott chosen as the nation's most sportsmanlike player. Hickmott played his WHL hockey in Medicine Hat, Prince Albert, and Edmonton. Congratulations.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
A Calgary Hitmen forward Cody Sylvester put up some big numbers this past week, collecting 12 points in four Hitmen victories. He claims both the Denny's WHL and CHL Player of the Week honors. He spoke with the Hitmen broadcast team of Brad Curl and Ken Thrower.
And we're proud to welcome the Canadian Hockey League Player of the Week. Sounds pretty good to say. What is it like to hear Cody Sylvester?
Yeah, it's definitely a big honor to get that award. You know, I definitely got to give credit to my teammates and definitely my line mates. They're finding me on the ice, and I'm finding them, and you know we're gelling together right now, and you know I maybe got a little lucky in Saskatoon with that 7.9 that might have helped me a bit to get this award, but you know I think we're playing well right now, and we just want to keep it going.
Take us back to that 7-point night, because it seems as though since that night it's been relentless. Cody Sylvester on the score sheet. Did that give you a little extra confidence, or what did that start? Because it seems to be an avalanche that's not stopping right now.
Yeah, it definitely gives you confidence. When you get 7 points, I think that would give you some confidence, wouldn't it, Curly?
I don't know anything about 7 points. If I had one assist one day, I'd be pretty happy. But I know what you mean, because the only reason why I ask is because it wasn't a 7-point game where you had six goals and one assist. You were moving the puck. You had a goal and six assists. It was a unique way to get 7 points.
Yeah, I think I had a couple assists where it was just a breakout pass, and you know a couple guys went down and shot on the net and scored. So it kind of seemed like everything I was touching, the next player was putting it in. So you know that's just kind of how the game went, and you know I'm not complaining.
You know, I'm not surprised really at all. And when I say that's because, you know, we've talked to you a couple times in interviews, and we talked to you about maybe being one of the top all-time hitmen of all time in the top 10, top 5. Do you actually know when the game ended that you had 7 points?
You know, I was keeping track, and I knew. To be honest, I don't think anyone else knew but Brooks Masek there. We're kind of in a race for that point lead. And every time I would get an assist, he would just give me that look. So he was definitely the only guy that knew.
What was the look?
You don't want to know.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Why you, not me? Yeah, funny.
You're flirting with 40. Is that creeping into your mind a little bit now?
Yeah, for sure. Holy moly, Curl, I could add 3 tonight, but, you know, I missed that empty net, and that could have been my 39th, and then... you know, the hockey,
redirect in front.
Yeah, I missed that one too. And you know, like I said, I could have had 40 tonight, but I guess I'm saving that for a better day.
You look at your line this year. What are you most proud of? You know, the numbers have just been absolutely remarkable for Cody Sylvester. 39 goals, 48 assists, 87 points. Which one of those three columns impresses you the most? Career highs in all categories.
Yeah, it is career high. I'm going to say the goal column there. You know, my last 4 years, I haven't really been the goal scorer on the team, and this year I have the most goals. So that's definitely a surprise for me. But you know, I didn't think I'd reach 39, but I have, and I'm just looking forward, and I'm going to keep working hard to keep it going.
Thanks for doing this.
All right, thanks, guys.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Saskatoon Blades forward Eric Benoit is the Dickies' hardest working player of the year in the WHL. He sat down with Blades voice Les Lazarek.
Eric, congratulations, first of all, the Dickies WHL Hardest Working Player of the Year Award. It's a mouthful, but it's a nice award to get, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working my hardest, I mean, all year, and I guess it's finally nice to see it pay off.
Now, we've only seen you for a half a season ever since the trade deadline. Obviously, some good things were happening for you in Kootenay in order to get this sort of award, considering it was over the course of two teams.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting some good recognition at the first part of the season, and I mean, it was good to see that. And then when I came over to Saskatoon, I was just trying to push myself just as hard, if not harder.
There's a lot of guys who deserve recognition on this team, and as a result, it may be a little more tougher to get that, but really nobody seems to care either, because this seems like a pretty together group right about now.
Yeah, I mean... The team unity is it's pretty good. We got a great group of guys in the room, and it's really good to, I don't know, get this award, and I don't know, everyone on my team just helped me get it.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Jeff Hollick in Cranbrook, as well as Brad Curl and Ken Thrower in Calgary, and to Les Lazarek in Saskatoon. Next week, 2013 WHL playoffs. Join us then. I'm John Keane, and enjoy the final weekend of the regular season.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.